morning. Good morning, Brussels. Good evening, Amsterdam, I guess. Welcome to our very 10th edition of the Go Dev Room. Our 10-year anniversary. Who have thought this room will survive that long? And as we did in the past 10 years, I'm going to start with the state of Go, where I'll be giving you an update about what has happened in the last year of Go, so you're up to date for my more advanced speakers to blow you away with even more new things in Go. Who am I? Hi, my name is Maartje. It is unpronounceable if you don't speak Dutch. I'm a senior software engineer. I live on trains around Europe, and I mostly work on everything to do with service mesh in Kubernetes and Cilium. If you really want to, you can follow me on the Fediverse, but you'll see more trains and gophers. What am I going to talk to you about today? Well, I will take you through the changes to the language, changes to the standard library, the tooling. Let's take a look also at a few design drafts for the next release of Go, and also a community update. What has been new since I last stood here exactly a year ago and thought about Go 120? Of course, Go 121, and also Go 122. Go 121 was released around August of 2023, and 122 is currently in release candidate 2 and is about to release any second now. They could have already released it to just hate on me and release it just now, but they probably won't. First up, I want